Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 8th of September. Western New South Wales has recorded its third death of an Aboriginal elder with COVID-19 in under 2 weeks. The man, aged in his 60s, was from Dubbo, but was being treated in Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital when he passed away. It's the Western New South Wales Local Health District's third COVID patient death overall. He was not vaccinated. The tragic loss comes as State Member for Dubbo Dugald Saunders has confirmed that Indigenous people comprise 63% of all active COVID cases in the district. This is despite being just 13% of the district's overall population. Saunders also clarified wording from Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Dr. Kerry Chant regarding their comments that Dubbo is an area of concern. Saunders has stated that Dubbo is not a COVID hotspot in any official capacity, but rather just concerning in terms of general case numbers. The Western New South Wales Local Health District has recorded 27 new cases, 17 in Dubbo, 6 in Bourke, 3 in Bathurst, and 1 in Walgett. It's been specified that 3 of the 6 Bourke LGA cases are in the town of Ingonia, where an Aboriginal elder in her 70s passed away earlier this week. In the Far West Local Health District, there have been 7 new cases, all of which were in Wilcannia. This brings the district's total active cases to 73, with over 50 formerly positive patients now having been cleared of infection. On to Victoria, where there have been 221 new locally acquired cases recorded overnight, with no new cases linked to the Shepparton cluster. With patients continually being cleared of infection, the Shepparton cluster is now down to 83 active cases. Despite this, Shepparton will not be included in the easing of lockdown restrictions across regional Victoria that were announced by Premier Dan Andrews today. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.